is the old school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so when you hear that bell, you'll need to get your Bible. And if you have your Bible today, be turning it to Genesis chapter 18. And we'll read a little bit from Genesis chapter 18 about Abraham's faith. We're studying a Sunday school lesson. It's under the general theme of great men and women of the Old Testament. And the first lesson under this lesson, under this quarters of studies, is that of Abraham, who is a hero of faith. And we're looking at a lesson that E.A. Elam had prepared for the Sunday of April the 8th, 1923. And we're going to begin just in a moment reading from Genesis chapter 18 and then returning to Elam's notes on these Sunday school lessons. While you're getting your Bible, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bible, we're talking about how Abraham's faith looked toward the future, and we're learning what we can about faith and how to have great faith like Abraham had. Let me read to you this portion of the story of Abraham from Genesis chapter 18. It says, Jehovah appeared unto him by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood over against him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself to the earth, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let now a little water be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and strengthen ye your heart. And after that ye shall pass on, for as much as ye are come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened to the tent where Sarah, and he said, Make quickly ready three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd, and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto the servant. And he hastened to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree. And they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee when the season cometh around. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. And Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxen old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And Jehovah said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child who am old? Is anything too hard for Jehovah? At the set time I will return unto thee, when the season cometh round, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. You see, God knew she laughed. Sarah could hardly believe it. And Abraham was a man of great faith to believe it as well, that they in their old age could have their own son, and it would be through their own seed between themselves that the promises God made to him would be fulfilled. It was a marvelous thing. Now we read that the God of glory appeared to Abraham here and spoke to him in an audible voice and plainly told him what to do. As Abraham, by the word of God, we are called to leave our kindred and lands, if in any way they interfere with our serving God, we must forsake all to follow Jesus. We read in Matthew chapter 10, 37 through 39, He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. And again, in Luke chapter 14 and verse 33, Whosoever he be of you that renounceth not all he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Well, Abraham was made great. And being made great, he was made a blessing to others. We read in Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, that's what God promised. God said, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee will I curse, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. In obedience to God, Abraham gave up his fertile country home and kindred. God promised to bless him as follows. 1, to make him a great nation. 2, to bless him. 3, to make his name great. 4, to make him a blessing to others. 5, to bless those who bless him. 6, to curse his enemies. And 7, the greatest of all, to bless the families of the earth through him. And God blessed him personally in all things. We read in Genesis chapter 24 and verse 1, that when Abraham was old and well stricken in age, that Jehovah had blessed Abraham in all things. His name is greater than that of any earthly king or emperor or ruler or warrior. God blessed Abraham's friends. It's a great thing to be a friend to a friend of God. God did not arbitrarily bless Abraham or curse his enemies. His enemies, by their wickedness, brought God's displeasure upon them. God is neither partial nor a respecter of persons. God says, For I have known him, that's Abraham, to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, that he may keep the way of Jehovah to do righteousness and justice, to the end that Jehovah may bring upon Abraham that which was spoken of him. Genesis chapter 18 and verse 19. If Abraham had not obeyed God and had not trained his children to do the same, God could not have blessed him. We read in Genesis 22 and verse 18 where God said, In thy seed shall all of the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. And again in Genesis 26, verses 4 and 5, we read of God speaking to Abraham's son Isaac, that I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed these lands, and in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Christ is the promised seed through whom all the nations of the earth are blessed. We read in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 16, Now to Abraham were the promises spoken, and to his seed, he saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Abraham and his descendants were blessings to the world in other ways. Through them, the knowledge of the true God was preserved, and the scriptures have come to us. A good man is a blessing to any community. Abraham was the father of multitudes. in the flesh and in the spirit. We read in Genesis 3 and verse 29 that if ye are Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. As Abraham learned obedience to God, God multiplied his blessings. Back in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 4, we read, "So Abram went as Jehovah had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran." Abraham had not fully obeyed God when at Haran. He had not fully separated himself from his kindred. Here God called him to go further. And as he further obeyed, there followed larger promises and fuller developments of God's purpose through him. So God works through men today as they go on further in self-sacrifice and obedience and become more capable of accomplishing good. We read in Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 5, "Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance, and all they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came." Abraham would have better left Lot behind here. Lot caused him no little trouble afterward. How much better for Christians to leave all behind, that they should not be carried along, to live separate from the world, to be wholehearted servants of the Master, and to go all the way where Jesus leads. The world is wicked, and Christians are crucified to it and to those who are wicked in the world. We read in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 where Paul said, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith which is in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." In John 17 and verse 14, Jesus said, "I have given them thy word, and the world hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, we read where Paul wrote, "I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And be not fastened according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And again we read in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the vainglory of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." Now, as Abram's name was changed to Abraham, so Sarai's name was later changed to Sarah, a princess. Genesis chapter 7 and verse Genesis chapter 17, verses 15 through 17, it says, "God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be, and I will bless her, and moreover I will give thee a son of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her." And then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear?" Well, the souls of them they had gotten in Haran, when they left Haran with the servants and the children of these servants, of whom a few years later were 318 well-trained ones besides their wives and their children, as we read in Genesis chapter 14 and verse 4.